What is up, BBB Army? Welcome back to our channel, BBB Army Hearts of Hearts. I am Ruth.
And I'm Nicole.
We're getting to the countdown here for the new tour of BBB with Fallen and Reverse.
Yes. Okay. While this is being filmed, it's literally a week until I see Ruth. But when this comes out, it will only be just a matter of days.
It's
Yay.
crazy. It's really crazy to think about that. And I feel like, at least for me, I have so much on my plate because I'm like, okay, I have meetings to attend for work. I got to set up my classroom and then the concerts here. Shh.
Yeah, we have 2 days where Ruth's gonna be at work for us. What is it? It's a
I'm
mandatory
part of
thing.
the, no, it's not, well, it's not mandatory. I am part of the leadership team at work. We kind of go over like what we're going to do for PD, Professional Development Day and stuff, the curriculum, a master schedule for all the specialists and stuff. And they need a specialist representative. So I'm
That's
it. And
right.
yeah, it's a kind of bittersweet sucks, but I get extra pay though.
Exactly.
So.
It's extra cash, but it's okay. Hudson and I already have, like, we're kind of planning out our day while you and Ryan are out. I'm excited for the day we land. Y'all, I'm getting a tattoo. I'm finally filling this space.
Yes, I can't wait for her to see it. It's not, I can't wait to see it all finally done.
I'm not excited for the ditch, but I'm excited to see what she got.
It's gonna be a fun time, guys. We're gonna reunite here and stuff. And I know I've seen some fans on our Instagram asking us, are you gonna be back for the Denver show? Sadly, I will not be attending the Denver show because it's in September, isn't it?
It's September 23rd, yeah.
Yeah, and just due to work and stuff, I will not be able to work because I'm getting a student teacher. But Nicole will be there.
I'll be there.
Any Denver, Colorado friends? I'm sorry, I won't be there, but Nicole will be there and stuff. I know it kind of sucks.
I wish you could be there with all of us. It makes me sad.
I know life is life, but hey, we're gonna go to it. The concert's gonna be, the tour's gonna start here soon. We're super excited. Second stop here in Arroway Heights in Washington. So.
And as I said, I'm so excited for Ruth to finally have the opportunity to see Black Veil Brides on tour, like right when they start. Like Black Veil Brides is always amazing, but you know, as the tour dates go on, they do get a little drained and tired, and sometimes they get sick. So for her to experience this like right when the tour starts, I'm so excited for her.
If I, yeah, this is the first early show of Black Veil Brides I have been attending. I did attend an early show of Andy Black when he was doing the Ghost of Ohio in Seattle, Washington. So
So hey, I mean, but this is a Black Veil Brides one, but at least you got to experience the Andy one.
I did. So I'm excited. I'm sure everyone else is excited. We're all excited to know what the set list is. I know it's going to be a shorter time because due to them not headlining and stuff, but it's still going to be amazing. I'm excited to see what merch they're going to have on the merch stands.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it's gonna be kind of. I'm wondering if they're gonna like resell Bleeders merch, and maybe possibly have some new merch. But the set list I'm really excited for because Andy was stating how they're kind of going back in and trying to throw in songs that they either haven't played in a long time or haven't played at all.
Dude, it's crazy. I mean, obviously we know some staples are going to be playing and stuff, but like for old songs, I mean, Shatter God, I don't know.
Well, and everyone's wondering if Ronnie and Andy are
Yeah.
possibly going to come together to sing
I have no idea. That would be amazing and stuff. It would be. I think that would be during Fallen Reverse set,
It would
obviously.
have to be during Falling in Reverse.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm also curious to see how VIP is going to work for those of us who've ordered the VIP package. We are going to get killed by Andy. In
I can't. I'm so excited.
the Bleeders music video, apparently, yeah, like they're going to have an actual, like the chair that, not the, I don't think it's the exact identical chair from the music video Bleeders, but it's going to be a chair. So.
My biggest thing is during the slash part where the photo will be taken. I'm gonna try not to laugh during it because I don't want my him killing me as I'm dying of laughter. Like
I don't even know what express to make. He's like, is he gonna look at us like evil in the Bleeders music video? Because
that's what I'm saying. I'm gonna start cracking up.
if he does, I'll be like, don't smile. Just I'm in it.
Whole goal is to not smile or laugh.
It most likely happens.
I know. We only get one. I'm pretty sure we only get one shot
One
too, so.
shot. Who knows? But we're excited. Also, for other news in the BBB community, I know this was recently dropped. What, last week or something, that BBB is doing two shows exclusively the interacting with fans and stuff in Myrtle Beach and I forgot
Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Okay. Nebraska. There's nothing in Nebraska. That's why I'm like, I mean, okay, I could probably make the drive, but I don't also trust my car. So, like, I'm really sad because I want to attend this.
You have never attended those, like, small concerts things they've done, right? Like, this is, like, their one of their few interactive... Well, didn't it say it was promoted, like, an interactive show with fans or something?
Yeah, it was like a... Yeah, so
I
I'm wondering if
remember
it's like a Q&A.
They did something similar in LA at the Roxy Theater or something, where they were showing off everything, and I think that was when, unfortunately, Bruno was still in it and stuff. They did two shows, and it was very interactive with fans and stuff. I vaguely remember some photos, and now for this, I'm like, well, f*** you.
I feel you, Ruth. All you fans going are so lucky. I'm so happy it landed in your state. I, on the other hand, totally green jello.
If it landed in Denver, I would come over.
I would buy us the tickets. I'd be like, phew, got them.
I hope those fans who are going to the shows enjoy it and stuff. And obviously for all new fans who are going to the next tour, let alone the Wembley in the UK.
Forever kicking myself in the ass.
I mean, technically, we still can get tickets, Nicole.
I still have to get the passport.
You can do one right now. It would take like 6 or 7 weeks, maybe less. But hey, we got some stuff happening here soon and stuff, so we cannot wait.
It's very exciting stuff. I can't wait. There's going to be more things that are just going to keep happening this year, and it's just going to be jaw-dropping.
I think that's all the news in the BBB army that I could think of right now.
That's all. That sounds about right.
Yep. So as the title of this video, yes, I know it's been some time. A lot of things has been happening since this video came out, let alone all the other exciting news that came out to you in the BBB army, but we are going back because it is time to visit my friend's music videos.
I was not expecting to have two music videos for the CP drop. I thought it was just going to be Bleeders at first.
I love the fact that My Friends was an exclusive drop at first, because you couldn't find it on YouTube or anything else, on the Playbill site itself, which I had to explain to Nicole.
Hey, I get it now.
So, for anyone who does not know or is living under a rock, My Friends they did a cover for My Friends from the beautiful musical soundtrack of Sweeney Todd. Most people who've seen the movie by Tim Burton, by Johnny Depp, have known that scene very well. If you've seen the Broadway show, it's an iconic song. And for Andy to cover that song for this IP, just everything about the music video is jaw-dropping. Again, love the fact that they partner with Playbill. Again, for anyone who does not know what Playbill is, Playbill is the huge company for Broadway shows. They are the ones that make the pamphlets and stuff. Like, it's everywhere. And if you went to the Bleeders tour recently, the poster that we got from VIP was a play on the Playbill stuff. Okay, yeah, like that one right there. Because it has a yellow top. It says Playbill. In this case, they just changed it to Blackveil Brides and stuff, which I was freaking out when I got it. I'm like, oh my, this, so
not knowing what Playbill was at first, I can admit, very confused, because I'm sitting here like, why isn't it on YouTube? It's on YouTube now, but after Ruth explained it to me, all I can say is I'm super proud of Blackveil Brides for being able to get onto Playbill. That is absolutely fantastic.
This is the Playbill website where you get, when it was released, there is the video where you can watch My Friends in the black and white and everything, and it's kind of fun because it does show a little thing with Andy of why they kind of love to do it. If you read here, he says, from the first time I picked up my dad's copy of the original cast recording and heard that actors named Harpful and Senator portraying Sweeney, I was hooked on the show. As a kid, I would insist that all my family gather around and watch me perform songs like My Friends in a full homemade costume. It Beyond a dream come true to do a rendition of this song and collaborate with our longtime friend and visionary director, Joshua Schwartz? Schultz. Thank you. Schultz. On the video, we wanted to do something that felt true to the spirit of the original and all the subsequent international, while also feeling distinctly Blackville Brides, and we were thrilled how it turned out.
And I want to take this time to just praise Joshua Schultz, because my man, you have been killing it with Black Veil Brides, from the music videos to the photography. Ooh, I'm impressed.
So my first question is to you, Nicole, before my friends even came out of Andy's version or BVB's version, excuse me, you listened to my friends before, like from the Tim...
Oh, yeah. Okay. When I watched the Sweeney Todd movie, so, like, I never obviously had the soundtrack, so everything that I heard came from the movie itself.
Which, yeah. And so, when it dropped and when I found it on Playbill and stuff, like, I was kind of excited to see... Obviously, I was going to keep the same lyrics and everything and stuff, but, like, the sound, how would they change the sound, and, like, Andy's beautiful haunting voice and stuff.
So freaking beautifully haunting. I wasn't expecting we all know Andy's voice, but I wasn't expecting that voice to come out of him for my friends. That he completely blew me away with how like soft his vocals were.
Soft and hauntingly beautiful. It's like, it's almost like a lullaby he's singing to you in his way. I would have to say that. Sorry.
No, yes, that's why I posted that comment on Twitter, the "Hush, little soldier, don't you cry. BBB is going to play you a lullaby." Yes!
Like,
it is like a lullaby.
His voice is so soft, like you said, but yet it's strong and sinister and everything. But then, you know, if you've seen the movie or let alone heard the song of my friends, it's like a build-up because, yes, he's caressing his friend and everything, reminiscing of why Sweeney came back and stuff and why this is his friend and everything. And then that build-up with Jake and Jane, like, all the guys playing on that sound. Like...
And the music video itself, Andy's acting is so captivating when you watch it. He really, like, when it comes to, like, the razor, you can just tell the obsession that he has with it, that he's showcasing in the music video, and it really just draws you in to it. And I love the fact that it was black and white, such a nice touch. But my favorite part, I have to say, and it's such a minor detail, but the twinkle in the eyes. I was like,
dude, I know the setup was so simple with candles all around and strictly focused on Andy and obviously the razor. I don't know why when it first started, the music video first started, we see all the shots of the candles and stuff. My mind went to the Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, okay. Okay. I feel like naturally, Ruth, naturally for you.
Anyone who watched My Friends and saw all those beautiful candles, come on. Phantom of the Opera. With Christine and stuff and the Phantom.
Who knows? Maybe that's could be some inspiration taken from it too.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding me? I have never seen Sweeney Todd on like the Broadway show ever, but I've only seen music videos and clips of the Broadway. As far as I know, they didn't really use candles for My Friend, because like even in the movie, he's up in an attic and with this window and stuff and just looking at his razor, so.
Which we definitely recommend if you have not seen Sweeney Todd. I mean, even if you don't want to watch it, that's fine. But at least check out that specific part from the movie and then watch the cover that Andy did.
So, one cool thing is if anyone's part of the Andy Show Patreon, they have, like, exclusive drops here and there, which is really cool that that did. So, recently, a couple of weeks ago, Andy did an exclusive job of his doodles of what he wanted to do for my friends. I'm going to insert it real quick here because I know it's an exclusive. If you want to see the full photo and read the details, go on and go to the Andy Show. But here it is real quick.
I love that Andy does things like this. See, that man, he's literally his mind. He's such a creative individual, and it makes me want to actually have him post every sketch he's ever done for any album, every music video, because you know that there are sketches we haven't seen.
For him to drop that at on his Patreon was pretty cool when I was just looking at it. And so I'm like, of course, he doodled the bleeder's jacket. Now he's doodling scene by scene of what he wants for my friend's music video. I'm like, Andy, you have these doodles somewhere. Okay, can you just like make prints of them? I would purchase.
Well, he's so good at them too. I'm sitting here, I'm like, my guy, you could literally design clothes. Like, holy shit.
Yes, I feel like.
Yeah, well, because I feel like, especially with the jackets and then the story of the wild ones, I mean, the sketches that he did for like costume design was pretty freaking good.
I just thought it was really cool for him to put that, and obviously he mentioned Josh and stuff, or Joshua, sorry. And if you see the music video, it's all black and white, but I also know that Joshua recently also posted some color versions of photos of that music video, which was beautiful
Yes.
too.
And black and white, but all the red, the blood is the only color you see, which I think was a magnificent touch to the video.
As soon as that song builds up to that point where it gets super intense and you hear it in the music too and stuff, like Andy is like the death stare. He was like, there's a, I can't remember that. You see that one shot where he has the razor and he's like looking at us straightforward or something? I swear to God, there is.
Yeah, and he does that. Like, he gets all really, he's so intense in the face. His facial expressions, he's really good at acting, like, hands down. He knows exactly how to work his face, face muscles.
Andy, how are you this talented? It's unfair.
Now, I think, okay, I feel like it's safe to say for the both of us, the part that we were most excited to hear was the very ending with the, at last, my right arm is complete again.
I was so curious of how he was going to say that, because in the movie with Johnny Depp, he's like, at last, my right arm is complete, like very soft and yet hauntingly. In the Broadway shows, I know it can variation, but it's very similar to like the movie. But for him to scream it, I was just like, oh, hello, respectfully, sir, sploosh.
I thought it was so freaking cool. I was like, okay, for me, it was unexpected. I wasn't expecting the ending part for him to scream it. And I wasn't expecting the music to get harder and more intense. And I think that just complemented the music video and the song together and made it so much better, because it truly became Black Veil Brides' version of the song.
I loved it so much, obviously, with all the razors around Andy with the blood and stuff. But what I really liked that was like, oh, that's so reminiscent at the end of the music video with BBB on fire.
Yes. Oh my God. It reminded me of The Crow. Anyone who's seen The Crow, the bird, the raven, how he lights it and the raven's on fire on the ground. That's exactly what it reminds me.
You're right, I'm going to figure it and say, reminds you of The Legacy.
Oh, well, okay. Let me just say, it's been a minute since I've seen The Legacy, so I did forget that they did that. I'm sorry.
That's where my head went. And when I saw it, I was like, oh my God, it's like they did it with The Legacy. Yeah, that's okay.
It is.
It is true what they did with The Crow. With The Crow, yes, silhouette. So.
But now that Ruth brings that to my attention, I'm pretty sure it was 100% from Legacy. Yeah.
I don't know if it was, but I just like, it was just like for OG fans to see that, I was like, Legacy. But no, I really love the scene and stuff, and obviously it was exclusive on Playbill for a little bit, and then they recently, let's see, on YouTube posted up
recently,
3 weeks ago on they have the My Friends now on their channel, which recently has 39k likes and views. It has 1.1 million views.
So BBB Army, you know what to do. We need to get that to 3 million. It's too good not to watch. Like, the whole music video and song in itself is exquisite.
Oh yeah, 100%. Are you
kidding
me? Who's
not rewatching this? I've already watched it like probably 50 times.
So it is interesting to get the perspective of fans' views, just because like, I get it. I really do. We have two music videos from this EP, Bleeders. Obviously, Bleeders is a fucking phenomenal music video. It really is. The amount of times I replayed that on replay is crazy. But I will admit, I'm kind of rooting for My Friends, because maybe it's the theater, the Broadway aspect of it. I took theater and stuff. I still admire theater. It's like, I love My Friends, honestly, yeah. If I had to pick the two music videos.
The theater kid inside you makes sense, though. I can totally see why it'd be My Friends. It's Bleeders for me, because I'm like, gruesome horror movies, love it. So Bleeders totally gave me those vibes. The killing scene, when he's slashing, and then I'll still never get over Andy's death scene because he did it so damn well. It gave me chills. I was like, Andy's dead. His acting, once again, this man needs a freaking Oscar right now.
If only the Oscars can include music videos. That's only for like the music award shows or
Okay, well, music award shows, do your job, okay? Get Andy an award for his
and you
acting
give
skills,
them
please.
respect, unlike what you guys disrespected Ghost. Okay, so
Ghost was dis. What the f? Ghost was disrespected? That's it. That's it.
okay, low-key, I know with this new tour stuff, obviously the set list is going to be a little shorter and stuff, but hey,
Yeah.
you guys want to squeeze in my friends. I'm not going to hate on it.
If you could squeeze in Bleeders, My Friends, and Sunday Bloody Sunday,
Ooh,
that'd
okay.
be pretty lit.
That would be lit. My friends, amazing music video. We still need the views up. I mean, the fact that it's gone to 1 million views right now. Thank you, BBB Army. It's a phenomenal music video. And I'm here like, okay, they're obviously on this Bleeders theme and era right now. What's next? Because obviously, I think it was announced on Twitter somewhere that yes, BBB's doing this tour hour with Fallen Reverse. They're doing those two interactive shows, and then they're doing the Wembley at Devil's Night at the UK. And then afterwards, there's nothing else planned for them because I think they're working on a new album.
Yeah, that's what I read, was that they were working on a new album. And I don't remember the interview that it's not a video interview, I read it, but Andy stated that they are technically carrying Bleeders on into this album. So I definitely don't think it's the end of Bleeders.
Oh God.
I know, I'm in words, Ruth. I'm like sploosh.
I know. It's like, how are we going to survive? Like, money-wise. Like, seriously, I'm running room out in my room to hang up more shit, okay?
I feel you on that. I have to put all my BBB posters over there, and there are some things that I have, as you guys see, that are in that's in my suitcase. I had to add more things to my suitcase because I can't fit it all here, and it's hard because I feel with the Bleeders. And the whole so far doing the songs, the merchandise from BVB4, they're coming out with really awesome, crazy merch, and it's driving me insane because I need all of it.
I know, I'm here like waiting for the next merch drop, honestly.
Same.
It's gonna be amazing. Like, obviously, the My Friends music video was amazing. The fact that everything that Andy wanted it. Like, honestly, I'm super happy that Black Veil Brides are where they are to be free and have the creative freedom to do what they want to do for their fans and stuff. So,
It really
and for
makes my heart
themselves.
happy. Yeah, and for themselves, exactly. Like, I feel it makes my heart happy because you can just tell that Black Veil Brides is in the perfect place that they need to be in. Like, timing is everything. And I think right now, I think they were destined to be in this era at this time. And it only excites me even more because I feel that Black Veil Brides is going to get more darker and more heavier. And it's everything I've ever wanted. I love Black Veil Brides no matter what they do. I'm biased. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I feel it's for me, they could do no wrong. I'm excited for the future of Black Veil Brides.
We're ready for it, BBB. Give it to us. It's not like we've been fans with you since we're like 14, 15 years old, and now we're almost reaching our 30s.
I think that's what's like so cool though, is we're watching Black Veil Brides grow. And to see them in all these different eras and evolution, to watch the evolution of BBB has been like a really exciting roller coaster.
BBB Army fan shout out. So today's fan shout out actually goes to an amazing artist who is located in the UK. Girl, I just gotta say, love your artwork style. The fact that you use a medium, which I suck at, which is the kryptonite to me, is watercolor. Okay. I cannot do watercolor. It's frustrating to me all the time. But if you don't know who this artist is, you should give them a follow on their Instagram and let alone their Etsy. Amelia Yasmin. Sorry if I butchered it. We'll insert the photo. She is an amazing artist because you probably have seen her work. But she recently did some amazing watercolor prints of BVB, which I may have ordered some prints. Here is some of them. So here is Lonnie, Jinx.
I love the Jinx one. I plan on purchasing all of these, FYI. They're saved on my Etsy account.
Jake, Cece. I love this. I'm Cece.
That's a good one.
And then, of course, Andy. I think this was during the Set the World on Fire era. So there you go.
I know exactly which photo that is, too. I think that's the one that we did with the cross.
Yeah, so her prints are still available. I think you can also get them on poster size if you have the room for it. She has a poster size. I just got small prints, and I think she is working. I'm not 100% sure all the details, but I think she was working on some stickers of the same artwork of this. So that's in the works, I believe. I'm not 100% sure, but please go follow her. If you have Moolah, go purchase some prints because they're truly beautiful. I mean, come on, beautiful. And I will admit, I think I saw this. I can't remember. One of our mutual friends said, like, I love how these prints are kind of like almost pop girly instead of just dark and like reds
Oh
and black and
yeah.
stuff. It's like blues, pinks, I'd say galaxy colors.
The girly pop.
Yeah. But fan shout out goes to her. She's truly amazing. She does other works too. And if you're in the UK, you probably know who this artist is. I know she recently done some vendors here and there, like art shows and stuff. So go follow her, support local, support small business, amazing small artist. She's amazing. Thank you again so much for your work. And if you do more Black Veil Brides stuff, you know I will purchase them. Well, I think that concludes for this episode, BVB Army. We have exciting things over. We have an exciting video we're going to be filming here soon. So we cannot wait to see and how that all turns out. We can't wait. And I know some fans have been asking on TikTok and on Instagram and on Twitter, when will the fan forms sheets be released and open again? I can just say that keep an eye out. Keep an eye out very, very soon, guys. You have no idea how soon, but very soon. We're excited to see a lot of fans sign up and stuff. I will emphasize once again, it will take some time to get through all of it. We appreciate your patience and stuff, but it will take some time when the forms do open. So just bear with us. We're only a two-team person right now.
We're
Yeah, I know.
trying. We go down the list too, so it's kind of like a first. Hey! Oh my God!
You little f.
Sorry, y'all, not my cat eating paper.
Oh, I thought you got
We're
in a fight with Salem at first.
sorry. As I was saying, though, for the fan forms, we go down the row. First come, first serve. So if you sign up, you could be like the fifth spot, the 10th spot, the 12th spot. Just first come, first serve.
Yep, and we will have another number limit for fans. So once that number limit gets reached, the forms will close. So just a heads up. So definitely keep an eye out on our Instagram and Twitter and stuff. We will put it most likely on our stories and announce it. And then once it's open, it's open until it gets closed again. I just keep an eye out.
I would also like to say to people, whatever social you're going to put down, whether it's your Twitter or your Instagram, make sure it's a social that I guess doesn't, that you don't end up deleting. Just because we have run into some cases where we ran into fans and then the account that you gave us no longer exists, and we don't know if maybe you started a whole new account, but we had no way to reach you. So whichever social you use, make sure it's one that we can reach you on.
Yeah, we go from your social, and if we can't find you and we tried everything, we're gonna delete and move on to the next one, which we don't want to do, but sometimes it does happen and stuff. So definitely make sure it's your social media's account is one that you definitely do go on a lot. So I think other than that, are good to go. Nicole and Hudson will be arriving here in Spokane, Washington very, very soon. So we're gonna be in person again.
We cannot wait. because I love doing videos when we're together. Oh my God, I'm
Videos
excited.
is that they'll see the new Roku and stuff. And you guys get to come here in the summer now and experience the summer here.
That is true. We've been during fall, spring, now summer.
Summer,
We're gonna
but
have to do a winter one now.
that's snow.
I know.
It's cold, but we have this dingus. An excellent weighted blanket for you guys. Thank you for all the animal intermissions here as we wrap up this.
They help make the podcast.
Yeah,
Come on.
we're excited. I hope you guys enjoy this video, talking our thoughts and opinions of my friends. We want to know your thoughts and opinions when it comes to my friends too, so definitely leave it in the comments below. Please subscribe to our channel. You can find us on a lot of social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter/X, whatever shit is called now. Our stream platform for our podcast is everywhere, so you can just type in BBB Army Hearts to Hearts. It will be there. We are excited for a lot of new things here coming over, and obviously Nicole and Hudson are going to come over. The group is going to get reunited here, and I'm sure we're going to be talking about projects that we have in store, so
So stay tuned.
so stay tuned. And with that, go watch my friends. If you have a fur baby who needs attention right now, go and give them attention.
Give them all the lovin's.
Give them all the lovings, and we will see you guys very soon next week with a brand new episode. So with that, goodbye.
Bye.